Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, Ventura. How is everybody doing today? You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'm so glad that you have tuned in. Of course, we have some giveaways and we have some an event that we're going to be talking about. So I am really excited. I do want to give out our phone number. 419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. But also, I want you to start following us all the way through our social because we are doing giveaways there too. And we'd love to get those in your hands. Again, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, we are so grateful that you are here tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got a great show for you. Before I bring my first guest on, we always like to start with something uplifting. And so many of us, we go through our life, we want the best in our life, but we don't realize that the only limit is your own mind. And sometimes that's really what's holding us back. So let your mind be positive and free and inviting to new opportunities so that you can live your best possible life. With that, I want to bring on my friend, Nelson Buss. And of course, he is here to share with us the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off, Car Show, Craft Brew Festival. And of course, that is happening Sunday, May 1st. And I am really excited. It's so fun to have all these come back and to be a part of all these great things. And, of course, he's been on my show from 2017 till the 19th. And, of course, we missed a couple of years, but we are back strong. So let's welcome Nelson. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Kim. Thank you so much for having me on. I am super excited to be back as well.
Yeah.
It feels like we really need to get the 45th annual one in at some point. And so we're finally back. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And isn't that amazing? 45th annual. Wow. Look how long we've been doing it. And of course, we all, you know, everybody took a little break. Not that we wanted it, but we had to. And of course, we're talking about the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks. And 100% of these proceeds go to local charities. And I know that because we've had to stop for a while, we need to get that back and, you know, rolling again, correct?
Absolutely. Thousand Oaks Rotary was still able to give out a lot of money thanks to the generosity of our members. But we're so excited to be able to put together our big fundraisers like the Chili Cook-Off again so that we can give even more money to so many worthy causes in town.
And can you just tell us a little bit of, like, who are those causes, just so our listeners know again?
So a lot of the organizations that we're involved with are organizations that serve the community. Things like Safe Passages, which is a very popular organization that's geared towards youth, Adelante Comunidad, Harbor House. A lot of us are involved with food insecurity and housing insecurity, and we all know that that housing shortage in this area is a huge issue, and so we're
correct.
Doing our part to try to contribute and help people out that need a hand in those areas.
That's great stuff. So let me ask you, first of all, where is this going to be held so our listeners can start getting this on their calendars?
All right, so it's going to be Sunday, May the 1st, mm-hmm. from noon to 5 at the Caneo Creek North Park on Thousand mm-hmm. Oaks. So right off the 23 in Jance, right behind, if anybody's familiar with the Teen Center, Senior Center, and, of course, the Thousand Oaks Library.
Right.
There's a lovely part right behind there, and that's where we'll be.
I love it. And, of course, general admission is free, correct? An unlimited chili tasting booth. Is that right?
We do charge for general admission. However, kids are free.
Oh, kids are free. Okay, perfect. Okay. So let me ask you just a personal question. What's your favorite chili?
My favorite chili is the BHMC chili. So prior to being a Rotarian, I actually had a chili brew with my friends for a number of years. And so that's how I actually got involved in this, is that after being a part of it as a chili cook for so many years.
A spicy one or, a sweet one or what, you know?
It toes the line between spicy and sweet, but the big boon is that we spend about a week ahead of time preparing three different meats that we put in there.
Please share what kind of meat.
You're a big. We use beef, venison, and pork.
Okay, so we might have just heard some of the secrets, right? I love it. So it's got definitely that warm, great taste to it, but not too spicy.
Exactly. And some other things that happen at the Chili Cook-Off, too, is we've got three stages of live music, including our main stage sponsored by Logic, Smarter Banking, one of our major sponsors. We also have a car show with a DJ.
Yep, that's awesome.
For the children, because this is a family-friendly event, we've got kid zones, including an obstacle course for children, as well as we've got a number of lawn games. Everybody's really big fans of cornhole these days, so we'll have a number of cornhole places set up.
That's a big deal now. One of my sons plays all over the place, so that's totally cool.
You got it. So we're very excited. This is a great community event, and we're already anticipating several thousand people showing up, and we're just so happy that we're able to bring this back to the community.
I love it. Nelson, I just want to reiterate, definitely, so day of event, general admissions is $25, correct? VIP
correct.
Is $40, and then the kids 10 and under are no charge, correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. Sorry about that. Yeah. And let me ask you, VIP, let's talk about that. $100 actually is the package, correct?
Yes. So the VIP tickets include the beer garden, where we'll have unlimited samples of beers from local brewers such as Tarantula Hill, Pills and Pints, Malibu Brewing Company, Ladyface Brewing, Angry Ferret Brewing out of Moore Park, and Lincoln Beer Company.
I love it. So much good stuff there. So, again, I just want to invite everybody, and I have some tickets to give away. So I just want to invite everybody Sunday, May 1st, Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off, Car Show, Craft Brew Festival, Kids Zone. I mean, it's got everything there. And, of course, we didn't talk about the music. Let's talk about the music for a second.
Yes, so we've got a number of bands, including local bands Lizard of Wisdom, Whiskey Kick, Three River Band. So, we're going to have run the gamut between country and rock and classic rock.
I love it. You guys do good over there, and I've been there so many times. It's really great, and it's really a great venue right there. So I am excited, and again, Nelson, thank you so much for sharing this great stuff. I'm so excited to have it back and to start being able to go out to all these different events.
We really appreciate you welcoming us onto your show, and we look forward to seeing all of your listeners there.
Great, and if somebody doesn't win tickets on my show, where do they go?
They can go to our website, which is chilicookoff.com, and that will take you to the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off website.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Nelson. Thank you for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show. And for our listeners, if you want tickets, one, you can go right into my newsletter and find them there, or try to win them right now. Call in 419-0008 or go on my website, on my social page, Kim Pagano Show on Facebook and Instagram, and you can find them there too and put your name in so that you can maybe win there. With that, we're going to take a really quick break, and you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yeah. got this feeling inside my bones.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com or call 805-208-1866 today.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to give out our phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008. Definitely get some tickets to the Chili Cook-Off, and we'd love to get them out to you. Just call us and leave us your name, your number, and your email. My next guest is Justin Bethany, and of course, he has a new book that just came out, The Mental Wellness. But he currently operates a private practice as a psychiatric nurse practitioner in Bend, Oregon. And his practice focuses on helping both children and adults overcome common mental illness symptoms through a combination of therapy, health coaching, and limited as needed psychiatric medications. We're going to talk a little bit more about him. And I love this. He specializes in mental health, nutrition, and lifestyle guidance. Lifestyle guidance. I think we all need a little bit of lifestyle guidance. So again, let's welcome Justin, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Great. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and of course, how you got started.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm a practicing clinician and a nurse practitioner in psychiatry and mental health for about 10 years now. And along the way, I got interested in functional medicine and integrative medicine, as well as, you know, staying up to speed on the conventional medicine practices. So I have a outpatient practice here in Oregon. I moved from the Los Angeles area about 2 years ago up to Oregon. It's really beautiful and a great community. And so I started a practice here when I transferred what I had going in California. And so I have a holistic approach. I see people for an hour-long follow-up, and it includes medication as needed, but it also includes a lot of therapy, a lot of discussion about stress and how people are coping and the meaning they're making out of lives. And then a lot of the things that are in my book, diet, sleep, exercise, movement, community, support, lifestyle, all those things you were talking about.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I mean, I used to think like our bodies could just go 24/7. And then I all of a sudden realized, whoa, you know what? It's kind of like our sleep is like our gasoline. You know, you need it to run your body, and you need it to be healthy. And so many people don't realize that that's really like our natural way of rebuilding ourselves and kind of, you know, bringing everything back up to, you know, 100%. Is that how you feel?
Totally. I remember when I first entered nursing school, the first month was a bit of a drag. You know, all the students, myself and I, were just really excited to start learning all the medical stuff and the tuning forks and the blood pressure cuffs. But this first month, the teachers just had us in the classroom, and we learned nursing diagnosis, which is not like a medical diagnosis, like asthma, diabetes, cancer, heart disease. A nursing diagnosis is all about how people cope. And there's nursing diagnosis for, impaired coping or, you know, disconnection from people, risk of certain things, and then, you know, impaired activity, rest, balance. You know, so nurses are pretty savvy. You know, they've been understanding how people need to live and how they need to cope for centuries, probably, I guess. But yes, the activity, rest, balance is something that I learned, I guess, day one in school. And it's something that I've always thought about when talking to patients, and I've reflected about, you know, thinking of my own self, you know, especially in writing this book.
Right. You know, what's interesting, I think when you go to the doctors, they don't say, I think that should be like a top question. Can I kind of just figure out what kind of person you are? Are you one that goes 100 miles an hour and never really stops, or do you nurture yourself? Or do you, you know what I mean? Like, what is your value of your body?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that really tells a lot about somebody.
There should be some sort of online quiz that you have to fill out before you head to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there are the people that, you know, I haven't eaten my breakfast yet. I'm not going to get sorry, you know. And then there's the people that are living by the seat of their pants that are going 100 miles an hour, correct?
Well, I think you and I are having a nice little therapy session, because I think we're both guilty of this.
Absolutely.
I have kids, and then I wrote this book in a busy practice, and it was a really important goal for me to accomplish this and put this information out there. But it sure did, you know, cost me a lot of sacrifice, which, you know, part of me regrets, but part of me is really proud of the work. So, you know, I think now that it's over, it's, you know, time to switch gears to a lower gear.
There you go. So you feel like you kind of were working the 24/7 on it, on your book?
Yeah. I mean, I think I would fall asleep at my desk at some point, but yeah, I would, you know, go to work, come home, be with the kids, hang out, do the chores. And then, you know, those few hours I had left, instead of, you know, trying to rejuvenate or recover or get good sleep, I would dedicate to writing and editing and all those things. So it was really a labor of love.
There you go. I love it. And of course, we're talking about your book, The Mental Wellness, correct? And talking about mental wellness on top of it. You know, let me ask you a question. First of all, how do our listeners get your book?
Sure. It's the website is the best place to go. It's www.thementalwellnessdiet.com. So the book is entitled The Mental Wellness Diet. The subtitle is Ancient Wisdom, Evolving Science, Modern Day Options. I'm going to explain more about that later. And you can also find it on Amazon, the paperback.
Okay, perfect. So my question to you, what is the connection between diet and mental illness symptoms?
Sure. Well, you know, you touched on it a little bit. I think you kind of touched more on the lifestyle part. But, you know, you explained, you know, you kind of talked about the concept of reserve. Like, can you go 100 miles per hour day in and day out? Would you do that to your car? Would you do that to your physical body with exercise? No.
Right.
You know, so in our culture and in our understanding, there's always been some sort of a separation between mind and body. So there's the mind, then there's the body, and then there's the brain, which kind of crosses both. You know, our brain is where our mind is kind of housed, but our brain is also bodily tissue. And so the brain and its bodily tissues need raw materials, it needs fuel, it needs energy, it needs repair, recovery, it needs an immune system, it needs blood flow, and it also needs stimulation from our lifestyle. So, you know, the diet that we need to consider is one that's really nutrient dense, that provides per bite of food the maximum or the most possible amount of nutrients that the brain needs to run on.
And so let me ask you, Justin, when people actually see you and they're your patient, do you kind of get into like, hey, what kind of food are you eating? And, you know, what's your diet? Do you kind of go down that route?
Yeah, definitely. I always start slow. Typically, when people decide to come to a mental health specialist, a therapist, or psychiatrist, or nurse practitioner, you know, what I've noticed is often people kind of wait to the 11th hour until it's some sort of a crisis that created the motivation to come in. And so at that point, you know, you typically don't get into diet day one. But, you know, once the acute illness and the crisis has resolved a little bit, you know, then we talk about what are the inputs and the outputs? You know, what is your lifestyle? What's your diet like? What are your expectations for how you want to feel and how you want to function?
Wow. And so you talk of, about, let's just start all over. What are the best foods for us to be eating?
Well, we can follow a principle. And so my book follows a principle, and then it has a list of foods. Like every good self-help book, it's got bullet point lists. But the principle I described is nutrient density. Nutrient density is a concept that comes from functional medicine and ancestral health. And so nutrient density, again, is per bite of food, you know, how many nutrients are jam-packed in that bite of food. So some of the most nutrient-dense foods are ones that come from animals, especially organs and connective tissues and muscle meat, fish, shellfish. They're very nutrient-dense. They're at the top of the list. And the nutrients that they have are vitamins, minerals, important fats, amino acids, and all of these players are really important for the functioning on the cellular level of the brain.
Very, very interesting. So which micronutrients matter for the brain health and then the mental health? Can you share that with us?
Great. Well, a nutrient, you know, especially in this context, a nutrient or a vitamin mineral would be a nutrient. What it does is it speeds up some sort of various metabolic processes. And so in our body, there's these proteins called enzymes. There's all different kinds of enzymes for all different kinds of processes. And an enzyme kind of usually takes one substance and converts it into some other substance. And then when it gets converted into the new substance, that new substance has a role or is useful or can be used by the body for a function. So that's specifically for neurotransmitters. You're going to have enzymes that create neurotransmitters, and you're going to have enzymes that break them down, because that's important too. You don't want them being around forever. You need to get rid of them, use them when you need them, and then move on. So there's a lot of important vitamins and minerals for the enzymes that relate to neurotransmitters. These would be the B vitamins, B1, B3, B6, B5. Minerals for this process would include magnesium, zinc, selenium, iron. Iron is really important. Folate, which is also a B vitamin. These are crucial. And even more important is the raw material, which would be the amino acids. Tyrosine, phenylalanine, and tryptophan, these are the raw materials for those really important neurotransmitters called serotonin and dopamine.
Wow. And so if we are low on, let's just say, our Bs, how does that affect us?
Well, those Bs participate in creating serotonin and dopamine, and they also participate in eliminating them. So you may be looking at most likely a deficit, but some sort of imbalance in serotonin. Serotonin is responsible for the experience of joy. It regulates sleep and appetite. It kind of helps us feel well. Enough serotonin helps us do that all-important thing in life, which is to let go and move on. So that's really critical. Dopamine is more active. It's more of a seeking neurotransmitter. It helps us be driven and motivated and seek rewards and have confidence and think and concentrate. So, you know, that would be the list of things that would go haywire if you didn't have an adequate supply of the nutrients you need to create serotonin and dopamine.
Wow, that's really, you don't think about those kind of things. And yet I think it's so important to be able to know that. How often are you supposed to be able to check your vitamins and your, you know, your blood work?
Well, you know, there's not really great testing. There's, you know, a few companies, SpectraCell and different things like that, that can dive into the B vitamins. But, you know, when you draw blood, you're getting a snapshot of what's going on in your body at that moment. You know, things can change from one moment to the next. So you get great clues and you get a reflection. But, you know, I prefer to encourage people to trust in the infinite wisdom of nature. You know, just put the foods in there. You know, if you have some digestive or absorption issues, I guess you got to take care of that. Move your body, try to sleep well, and whatever your body needs, it will take. And whatever it doesn't need, you know, it's extra and it's probably not going to be a big deal. So, you know, the diet book, the mental wellness diet book, is not very prescriptive. It has a lot of recommendations and explanations. You know, oftentimes with diets, it can be overwhelmingly strict or require too much discipline or thinking that, you know, people lose interest after a while. This diet, this diet book is more about a lifestyle.
Wow. I like that because really, I mean, it is a lifestyle. If you know, our bodies are pretty amazing machines, aren't they?
Yeah.
And we can, if we listen to our bodies, we can know if there's something going on. But the problem, I think, are sometimes we don't listen, right? And so it just gets worse and worse and worse until it becomes a bigger problem that we can't take care of.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
like you were saying, some of the people come into your office and it's like an emergency at that point, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think with the mentality of going 100 miles per hour every day, you know, a lot of times, myself included, we miss out on connecting the dots. You know, if I'm so tired today, and it's like, oh, what did you eat for breakfast? Nothing, you know, or where I can't think, you know, like how much protein have you had? You know, these kinds of connections, I guess we're out of the habit of making them and reflecting on them.
I love it. Yeah. And what kind of a mismatch are we facing in just modern day life?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
A lot of disconnection, you know, disconnection from purpose and from community. You know, we spend so much more time scrolling and, you know, seeking on the internet than we do spending time with each other. You know, I'm guilty of the same, too.
No, we all are. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I positioned modern day life as the villain in my book, which, you know, just to try to make it fun and interesting and more illustrative for people. And, you know, in the chapter on stress, I go into a concept that I call exceptionalism. You know, this mm-hmm. idea that we all need to be exceptional, and that would be the standard to be exceptional, which is kind of an oxymoron. But it's kind of true if you think about it. There's so much pressure these days, especially for young people, to be something special. Otherwise, you know, in one way or another, it's just a terrible place to be in. But, you know, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm. I really agree with you, especially our younger generation coming in. So when we really talk about that, what kinds of mental illness symptoms can poor diet and lifestyle lead to?
Well, you really need to be able to fuel your brain and provide it especially for those neurotransmitters, the raw materials that it needs. You know, also communication within the brain is important. And so you need your brain is mostly fat. And, you know, the cells need fatty insulation to communicate at the right amount of speed. And then there's, you know, you got to manage too much inflammation in your body can reach into your brain. So these are the last five chapters in the book that dive into the science. But you need to provide, you know, the raw materials and the energy and protect your brain from too much insult. If you don't, there's research even shows, you know, it can contribute to things like depression, anxiety, ADHD, and then in some of the more extreme cases, conditions like autism, schizophrenia, and even bipolar disorder.
Wow. And so can you fix those? I mean, so say you decide like, I really got to get myself on an eating track and making sure that I'm really honoring my body and taking care of it and taking care of your brain. Can you turn those things around? Have you seen that?
I've seen it. You know, I think it takes a long time and a lot of work and a lot of discipline and, you know, maybe even some good luck. And you know, I think the number one intervention of all time is therapy for these kinds of problems. You know, even mm-hmm. even with a suboptimal diet, therapy really can help people better discriminate where they want to put their time and their effort and mm-hmm. how they want to think and reflect and what they need to do to cope better. So even somebody with a suboptimal diet can feel well. Mm-hmm. But the diet is something tangible that you can do to give yourself a little boost. So I think that's how I answer that question.
I think so too. So that's not something that you do. You don't do the therapy part of it. You do more the practicing, telling them what's going on, correct?
Well, my practice is pretty unique. And as a nurse practitioner, we do therapy. And so if you want to break down, a typical hour appointment for myself, and I know I have some fellow nurse practitioner colleagues in outpatient practice who are doing the same. You know,
right.
If you break down the percentage, you know, really, honestly, medications are fairly straightforward. It's kind of trial and error. So you start something and then you got to give it some time and then come back in and check in and adjust. So that might be like 10 to 20% of the appointment, maybe more
right.
if we're starting medications and I'm explaining all the informed consent and the ins and the outs of the meds.
Mm.
Then probably 60 to 80% is therapy, and then maybe another 10 to 20 is the dietary or lifestyle or sleep.
Very interesting. Yeah, you have a different approach, and I think it's really cool. My last question is, how can we stick to a good diet and a lifestyle? What's your tip for the day? And then I want to let everybody know how they can find you.
Well, I cover this in my book that we're all we're creatures that are always seeking. You know, if you think about it, what we seek varies from person to person, from day to day. But mm-hmm. We are always going to be, partly through that dopamine function, always be seeking. And, you know, one way we can kind of commandeer that is to challenge ourselves or track some of the changes that we're trying to make. Some of the success that I've had with patients is there's an app called Chronometer, which is really great and free, has a free version. And, you know, they can even scan barcodes and it can, you just type in Apple and it gives you all the calories and the different micronutrients. And so you can challenge yourself by tracking your food. I mean, that's step one to kind of see where you're at, get a baseline and track. And then you get that immediate feedback, and then you can seek to improve. There's also other devices which are really cool, like the Oura Ring. I've had patients use that, or other sleep trackers. And then all of a sudden, the challenge is to like, oh, I want to go to bed early. I want to finally, now I want to go to bed early. I don't want to stay up late. I want to go to bed early so I get a better score. You know, you get kind of trying to commandeer that seeking part of us, makes it more fun. And then I would add that all of us need to be more probably self-forgiving. And when we can forgive ourselves, we can love and take care of ourselves. And then going through the process of shopping and chopping and cooking and preparing and doing the dishes as it comes to good food is like a version of loving ourselves. So if we don't have that self-forgiveness.
I love that. Honoring our body. I love to cook and I love to cut up, you know, vegetables and fruit and all that stuff. Justin, this was really great information. I'd love to have you back. Again, can you give out your website so our listeners know how to find you?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So it's www.thementalwellnessdiet.com. And that's the website. You can find a link for the paperback. There's some blogs. There's a free ebook people can download to just kind of get a gist of the book. And then pretty soon there's going to be an audiobook available for sale too.
I love it. All right. Well, definitely, you know, after it airs here on the radio, download my podcast and share that with everyone. And let's definitely keep in touch.
Yeah, we'll do.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much. And you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
We are going to actually just hop on over to Todd Packin. Todd, are you there?
Yeah, are you still traveling, Kim?
I am. You know what? We are in Ohio, and it started snowing when we were in Vermont, and we didn't make it to you, so I will definitely take a rain check on that.
Okay, you got close,
yes,
but that's okay.
I know. We really wanted to be out there, but we ended up saying, I think it's time to start turning around. So, anyways,
okay,
but
good.
How are you doing?
Everything's great. Yeah, everything's good.
Great.
going to be heading out of town myself in a couple of weeks, heading to Turkey and Israel, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, we'll have to learn more about that. But, of course, I know I'm excited that you are here for your fourth week. And talk to us a little bit about, for any of our listeners that are just tuning in and starting their day in a positive way, of course, Todd Packin is all about happiness and finding happiness with Todd. And just some of the little things that you might want to ask yourself. Do you put yourself down? Do you beat yourself up? Do you focus on too much of the past, the disappointments, the future, the fears? That's what Todd talks about. And also, I just want to invite you to check out his YouTube channel. And, of course, that is Todd Patkin, and that's P-A-T-K-I-N and T-O-D-D. Todd, talk to us about our fourth week. This has been really, really fun.
Yeah, the fourth week is all about playing to your strengths. I want to start out with a quote by Oliver Wendell Holmes. And he says, the biggest tragedy in America is not the great waste of natural resources, but it's actually the great waste of human resources, because most of us go to our death with our music still in us. Mm. And what he's talking about is the fact that when we are all born with special talents. There are things that you, Kim, can do better than me, better than most people, and there are other things that I can do better than you and better than most people, and things that we love to do. That's our sweet spot. That's our zone. Those are the things that we're meant to do while we're on the planet. The problem is we don't spend a lot of time doing the things that we're meant to do. When we graduate high school or graduate college, we tend to take the first job that we're offered, and we know it's not something that we really love to do, and we tell ourselves that we'll change jobs in the next 3 or 4 years, but all of a sudden it's 40 years down the line and we're still doing the same thing. So we've got to focus on how we can get back to doing the things that we love to do the most.
And I agree. Yeah, I totally agree.
Exactly. And so what I encourage people to do is take out a piece of paper and write down the things that they love to do the most. And then take out another piece of paper and write down the things that they feel they're better at than most people. And usually you'll have two or three things that appear on both lists. That's your special place, the things that you love to do the most and the things that you're better at than most people. And you want to spend as much time as you possibly can doing those things.
That's great advice. Yeah, I love that. And so what if we are somebody that doesn't know what our strengths are? How would you suggest that?
Well, it's just that, taking out that first list, asking yourself, what do you do better than most people? The second list, what do you like to do more, you know, the most in your life? And then connect the dots. Whatever shows up on both lists is exactly what you're meant to do. And then what you want to do is take out a third list and write down the first thing that showed up on both lists, and come up with three things that you can do to get back to doing more of that stuff. So, for example, let's say you love to sing and you haven't been singing much in your life. You write down, what are the three things that I could possibly do to get more singing time in my life? And examples may be joining a local choir would be the first example. You could always do karaoke, where you could always sing at an old age home or the young kids at a kindergarten, you could always sing to them as well. So you want to come up with three ways that you can get back to doing what is your favorite thing to do and the thing you're better at than most people.
I love that. Your gift. It's almost like your God-given gift.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Todd, what is yours?
Oh, I love people. I love people more than anything. So I just like to be with people. And if I coaching them or helping them is what I really enjoy doing. And it's what I tend to do fairly well. So that's the main thing. But there are other hobbies. You know, I love to ski, but I've gotten away from skiing because I married a woman from South America who never skied in her life, and she'd prefer the beach. So when we go on vacation, we go to the beach. We don't ski. But more recently, when I started getting back to the 12-week program and asking myself, what are my strengths? What are the things I like to do? I bought some new skis, and I'm going to try to get back to that skiing as a hobby.
There you go. You know, we definitely have to feed our souls, right?
Absolutely. It's so yeah. important.
Yeah. So, Todd, so if something appears on both of our lists, what do we do then?
Well, that's what I was talking about. You make the come up with the three different things that you can do to spend more time in that zone. Another example might be like someone like myself who really enjoys working with people and really enjoys coaching people. You know, for example, you could be a big brother or a big sister, or maybe you want to try to actually change jobs, which is a little bit more complicated because you need to make sure you have enough money in the bank, especially if you've got young kids who are going to be going into college. But, you know, but in the end, spending your life doing something that you really don't enjoy doing in a job is a recipe for unhappiness. So you do want to try to make a change if you can.
I love it. I love that. Yeah. Todd, how can my listeners find out more about you? And also, I want you to just tell them about your book and your workbook that you have.
Sure. I have a book that I wrote called Finding Happiness. It's my life story. I really wanted to just almost be dissected, like when you're in high school and you dissect a frog. I just wanted to lie open, naked on the table, so to speak, for people to understand what it really is like to be a young person, being bullied, being insecure, doing dumb stuff. And I certainly did a fair amount of dumb stuff growing up. And we think we're the only people doing them, but we all make these mistakes. It's a great book. Everybody has really enjoyed it. You can get it if you go to my website at toddpatkin.com. That's TODDPATKIN.com. The 12-week program has become really what I'm known for around the country, the 12 weeks to living a happier life. I recently re-recorded it. You can go to YouTube, Finding Happiness with Todd, Finding Happiness with Todd. It's also on my website, toddpatkin.com.
There you go. Todd, always a pleasure to have you. And thank you so much for keep sharing this great thing that we need so much in our life to really find our own personal happiness.
Thanks so much.
You got it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay,
all right. I do want to bring on our last guest. And, of course, it is Dr. Ilan Shapiro. And we're going to be talking about really some facts about COVID-19 vaccines for children. And, of course, he is the Medical Director of Health Education and Wellness at AltaMed. Let's bring him on. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
It's a pleasure.
Very good. Well, let's get started. And for our listeners that are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, I've got Dr. Ilan Shapiro, Medical Director of Health, Education, and Wellness. And, of course, it comes as no surprise that we are going to be talking about COVID. Hopefully we're on the end of it and hopefully not it restarting, but COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations among children in the U.S. rose to record levels with the spread of the Omicron variant. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that with Dr. Shapiro. And, of course, you are one of the frontline doctors. Talk to us a little bit about who you are, and do you think that COVID does impact the children more than you know, the, I guess, what, 11.9 million Americans under age? Talk to us about that.
Gladly. Right now, first of all, thank you so much for the invitation. I come here as a pediatrician and also as a father. Sadly, a reporter from the American Academy of Pediatrics, just in the past week, around 18% of all the positive cases in COVID-19 are in kids. And first of all, I'm going to start with the bad news, and after that, I'm going to switch to the good news. The bad news right now is that at the beginning, we thought that COVID-19 was just like a cold for kids. Sadly, it has changed a lot, and we started seeing that last year in summer with Delta, and afterwards with Omicron. It has been increasing the caseload of kids that are being sick, and not just sick, but actually ending up in hospitals and also with complications. And in my practice, I started to see even more kids with, you know, prolonged COVID and other issues like headaches, you know, problems with mental health and other stuff that are actually related with COVID-19. Then I'm seeing that, and, you know, I live and breathe LA. I'm from Los Angeles, and I can tell you for sure that, you know, we have something different. It's not 2020. It's not 2021. Right now, we know, right now, by a fact, after vaccinating half of the world and having a lot of kids already vaccinated here, that kids can get protected and diminish the possibilities of them being harmed by the virus. The good news is that, you know, mortality rates in kids are very, very low. That's the amazing thing that we need to repeat again and again and again. But we need to talk about the kids, you know, that are having complications, that, you know, they're losing school. And I promise you, Kim, I think that all the listeners right now want their kids to stay at a school and enjoy school and not be at home with us. Then one of the most important things that we can do to protect them is making sure that they get all the tools that they need. And part of it is actually getting vaccinated. Right now, I can tell you for sure, Kim, that the kids that get vaccinated have, you know, first of all, less complications, less hospitalizations, and most importantly, start protecting other people at home. Then, you know, there's a lot of advantages of doing that.
Okay. And now, what if they've already had COVID? Do they still need to be vaccinated, or are they good to go for a little while?
It's a beautiful question. We really wanted COVID-19 to behave like, for example, chickenpox, where you get the virus and you practically are kind of, you know, very well protected for the rest of your life. But with COVID-19, sadly, it hasn't been the case. In kids and also in adults, even if you get COVID-19, yes, you create some type of natural immunity, and it's extremely important, but it's not consistent. It's not powerful enough, and we have seen a lot of kids and adults get sick and sick again, back to back, with different variants of the COVID virus. Then we have that. Then at the moment that someone actually got COVID and gets vaccinated, for example, the kids, that actually gives them a better fighting chance to have, you know, a better outcome after getting infected.
Okay. And Dr. Shapiro, masks have been lifted. What's your thought on that?
There's a couple of things that we know right now. It's not 2020. Right now, we know if we're a lot of people in a closed space with poor ventilation, we get closer to getting infected. Then at the moment that we are in this type of settings, it's important to know that we have barriers. You know, we can have air purifiers, but most importantly, a really well-known fact is that if you have an N95 or a KN95 mask, they work extremely well. And we have seen it in hospital settings. We have seen it in clinics. And of course, in the community, at the moment that we have this type of masks, actually makes a difference. Why? Because, you know, it's we're just creating barriers between us and the virus. The more barriers we have, the better we'll be. And we know that at the beginning, we were even cleaning, you know, the supermarket packages and the mail and other stuff. And right now, we know that that was a little bit on the, you know, on the racial side.
Overkill, right
now,
right? No. Yeah.
Right, but right now we know that actually masks work, and you know, it makes a huge difference. And of course, if we are right now that there's no mandate, the virus doesn't speak law or human. The virus actually is there. Then the more virus we have, the better outcomes we will have.
Okay. And my last question is, it's also flu time right now. So are you seeing a lot of flus versus COVID, or what's your thought on that?
At the moment, compared to last year, we have seen more influenza virus infections than last year. And right now, not only that, but also colds and other stuff that practically were kind of, because of the mask and, you know, the social distancing that we were doing, we were kind of not seeing that much. But right now, it's picking up with kids, it's picking up with adults. But the most important thing that we need to figure out is, you know, if we have tools to kind of diminish or actually protect our community, why not use them? And one of the most powerful ones that we have right now that actually is making a difference, it's actually getting vaccinated. Then at the moment that we can get the COVID-19 vaccine. And also, by the way, you can actually get your COVID-19 vaccine and the influenza virus vaccine at the same time. And guess what? Nothing happens. Then it's a great chance for us to have that conversation and protect our families.
Okay. Dr. Ilan Shapiro, thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. How do our listeners find out more information?
If they have any questions, we have an amazing website. It's called vaccines.gov, vaccines.gov. That way they can go. It's in multiple languages. They can share it. And most importantly, it has actually evidence-based facts that can make, start conversations with our families.
Right. Great. All right. Well, thank you so much. And stay well and stay safe.
Thank you, Kim. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I hope some of these tidbits and tips have really helped you and resonate with you. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Happiness is really an inside job. Make sure you're feeding your soul. With that, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. It's a beautiful morning.